Hello, ma'am. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay, I'm sorry about the, I'm so sorry about the wait. But I was really trying to find someone in your area to provide your daughter with that service. The closest ETA that I have for you is 90 minutes or less. I'm sorry, excuse me. Due to the area and a lot of tow trucks are not able to provide that service. That was the closest ETA that I can get for you. I did find another provider, but that ETA was over 2 hours, and I know you didn't want to wait. I know she wasn't going to wait 2 more hours for a provider to come out and give her that tow, but I did find someone else that would come out within 90 minutes or less.
Okay.
And I am so sorry about the inconvenience that she's been out there for so long. And you're really trying to get her home, and I understand that. But that was the closest that I really had for you today. But if she wants to do an unattended tow, we can do that as well. If she would like, just leave her keys with the vehicle, somewhere safe in the vehicle, and everything, and we can get the provider to get it towed on over to home if she's ready to go home with you. But if she's
Yeah,
not
if you
sure
don't.
about the area, then it's probably the
Yeah.
only thing she probably wants to stay with her vehicle.
And which is why she's been with her vehicle the whole time. But this is absolutely crazy. It's
Right.
12 hours. 12 hours. Like, I don't even know how much she paid for this.
I'm really
Because.
not sure because we're a third party of the insurance company, so we just basically roadside assistance. We don't really see what they cover, well, what they pay and what they're covered for. She actually have to give the insurance company a call to get that
Yeah,
price
because
rate
this
on
is
it.
free. If I gotta sit on the side of the highway for 12 hours, this definitely needs to be free. Time is free.
Right.
Because
And then that's
this
another thing I
right.
was having a problem as well. Me and this provider was this other provider that you had recently. He was stating that you stated that he was telling me that the address is on that ticket that I had provided before. He said that the address was incorrect, and I was trying to see how was the address incorrect.
What?
Because I put in the coordinates and the address was provided the same way the coordinates that you gave me, that was the same coordinate the coordinates with the address was pulled up. So I'm not sure what he meant by that.
Well, he meant he was lying, and he'd been lying. That's what he meant. He was lying, and he'd been lying. Because that man absolutely have not showed up. He has
Yeah.
not showed up. He told us several times, I'm 27 minutes away. I'll share my location, but he never shared it. You guys shared it. That's what happened. But
Yeah,
he
so
still never showed up.
right. And that was my thing. He said he's sitting here referring to the address where you're located. He said, well, the customer said she's on such and such and such and such. But either way it goes, he still didn't make it over to give you that service, even though he knew where you was. And he's requesting way too much. So I just had to find you another provider because he is absolutely out of it, like out of, I don't know, out of mind, out of sight. I'm not sure. But I had to just get you a different provider, and that provider was actually the only provider that was able to provide me with the service at the moment with that type of ETA. Everyone else ETA or wasn't responding. So I had to grab your lowest ETA, and I'm sorry about that because I know the 90 minutes is still a scratch due to her just getting off of work. I still know there's still a scratch of waiting on someone to come give you the service. So I hopefully he can get there within before the 90 minute, before the 90 minute ETA, he can get there within like 60 minutes or more or lesser. But I spoke with my supervisor on it and everything. And if you want to go ahead, if you want to make a, you know, compliant or anything, I can probably try to get you transferred over to our customer service so they can notify about their provider. Be notified about their provider, even though that I put in notes and everything on what's going on with that provider.
Okay. Well, I will let her do that. I'm like 2 minutes away from her.
Okay.
So I'm trying to the a tire shop now that it's daytime. See if I can find her a tire shop to get towed to instead of home.
Okay, so you want to change your address to a tire shop that she wants to get towed to?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which one. Yeah, I'm going to have to call.
Okay.
See, because we don't live out here.
Okay.
So I don't, I'm not familiar either.
Okay. So what you can do, since I already have got you an ETA and everything on the service, you can get to the vehicle and everything, and if you find a tire shop that you want her to get towed to before the provider arrives, you're more than welcome to give us a call back so we can go ahead and get that address changed for you and let that provider know so we can, you know, get you, you know, served over there to the tire shop instead of your home address.
Okay.
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 And is there anything else I can get for you today?
No, that's it.
I'm sorry about the inconvenience, y'all. I'm so sorry. But thank you for choosing Roadside Assistance, and you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thank you.
Okay. No.